Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I am Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 132 of the show here. Hope this finds you well. Thanks a lot for coming to hang on me today. Really appreciate it. On today's episode, I'm going to be answering your Facebook ads questions. It's been a little while since we've done a Q&A episode here on the show, and I've been getting a lot of people saying, hey, it's time to do another Q&A episode on the podcast. And so here we are. I've also been getting a lot of questions that people have been submitting over on my Facebook page, which you can find at rickmulready.com/Facebook page. That'll redirect you over there. So if you got a question that you'd like me to answer on a future episode, that's one way to hit me up over there. Now, when I'm recording this, I just got back, about a week ago, I got back from my trip up to Montana, where I was fly fishing up there for the weekend. Had a great time, lucked out with some good weather, and it was awesome. I can't wait to go back already at the end of June, going back up there for another weekend. And then over this past weekend here, I'm recording this on a Monday. My wife and I are planning a trip over to Europe in June for 3 weeks before I go fly fishing. June is going to be a fun month, and we're going to be hitting up Amsterdam, London, and Paris. So we're doing all the hotel booking over the weekend. I hate doing that stuff, but my wife loves it. So it works out all well. So things are good here at Mulready headquarters. Now, on today's episode with the Q&A, we're going to be talking about things like targeting, how to get bigger results from your Facebook ads, what do you do when your Facebook ads aren't converting, how to evaluate your ideal client's advertising strategy. We're going to talk about a little bit about collections ads today, and a whole lot more. Now, before we dive into it, coming up next week, I mentioned this on the last episode, coming up next week on April 19th and 20th, I'm going to be doing a brand new free live Facebook ads training for online businesses. I'm going to be sharing the latest strategies for automating leads and sales for your online business, including tips and strategies that are working right now. Also, lots of case studies for you. I love sharing case studies of fellow online business owners who are doing some really cool stuff with their Facebook ads and automating leads and sales in their business. If you'd like to learn more and reserve a spot, I'm going to be doing three live trainings over April 19th and 20th. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday. So you can just go to rickmulready.com/FBADS1. That's rickmulready.com/FBADS1. I'll also be sure to link that up over on the show notes page for today's episode. All right, let's dive into the questions for today's episode and start off talking about targeting. And the first thing I want to share with you is Facebook recently rolled out, I just got this in my audience insights, which Facebook is calling their Axiom targeting. Okay. And basically what you will see if you go to audience insights in your ads manager and about halfway down the page in the lifestyle section, you'll see a link there that says request audiences here from Axiom Data Guru. And so if you click that link, it'll kick you over to Axiom's website there. And if you scroll down a little bit, they've got a form that you can fill out where you give information about your business and your target audience. And then Axiom will send you audience recommendations to test targeting your ads too, based on the information that you have given it. Now, I've not tested this myself simply because I just got it. I did want to pass it along to you since we are talking about targeting here in the episode. I'm hearing mixed results. I'm hearing good things for niches like realtors, lawyers, accountants, and so forth, but then not so great things for other niches. But hey, this is Facebook ads, right? It's all about testing different things. So again, if you want to test it out for yourself, I would recommend checking it out to see how well it does for you and see if you can use some of the data for testing your targeting for your ads. So again, it's in the audience insight section of your ads manager. And you go about halfway down the page in the lifestyle section, you'll see a link there that says request audiences here from Axiom Data Guru. It's totally free, by the way. You don't have to pay for this. Check that out. Give it a test and see how it does. And let me know. Let me know if you get some good results from doing that. And okay, so let's keep going here talking about targeting. Simam, and I apologize for anybody's name that I mispronounce. I apologize in advance. Simam says, is it better to add interests when boosting ads? I seem to do a lot better when I leave it blank. And this is one of those questions that if you've been listening to the podcast for a while here, you know, I pick on people when they say, is it better to do this? Well, there is no better. It's all about testing different things. And so when we're talking about, is it better to add interest when boosting ads? It comes down to what's the goal? What are you trying to achieve? Who you're trying to reach with your ads? If you're just trying to reach your Facebook fans, then no, you don't have to add any kind of interest there with boosting when you're boosting your ad from the page. If you want to reach other people outside of your Facebook fans, then I would include, you know, other interests there. This is another reason why I don't like to do it when I'm boosting. I'd rather do this within Power Editor and create some ad sets where one ad set I'm targeting my fans and the other ad sets I'm targeting other interests there. So this really isn't a better. This is a what is your goal? Who are you trying to reach with your ads? And then based on that information, doing that accordingly. So good question there, Simon. Thank you. Steven says, hey, Rick, thanks for the Q&A podcast. Always my favorites. In the demographic settings, there's the parent of children age X, for example. How does Facebook know this information? Also, how accurate do you think it is, especially for something like an infant? How would Facebook know if I just had a baby? Well, Facebook gets this information from a couple of different ways. When we're talking about, well, the simplest way is it looks at the information that's being talked about on your Facebook page. And so if you're talking about, you know, baby strollers and that sort of thing, then it kind of gleans that information. Facebook's algorithm is very, very advanced. And so it's pulling information from a bunch of different sources, one source being what's being the types of things that are being shared on your page. The other thing, when it becomes a behavior type of targeting, it can use third-party tools like we just talked about, like Axiom there, for example. So a third-party tool, an outside company that partners with Facebook or like Experian, for example, they share that information. So you can leverage that information from these third-party tools based on the actions that people are taking off of Facebook. So Facebook is aggregating all of this data that it makes available to us advertisers to be able to put our ads in front of our ideal audience and reach our ideal audience. So a few different ways there, Stephen, that they're figuring this out. How accurate it is? I mean, I would say this stuff is pretty accurate. You know, again, it's all about testing to see if, you know, if this is your niche or if you're trying to reach these different specific audience, testing it out to see how it does. And are you bringing those types of people in with your ads and so forth? Are you attracting your ideal audience when you're targeting these people? Steven also had a follow-up question. This is not about targeting, but we'll talk about it here for a second. Also, another side question, Stephen says, have you or your associates or students tried the new collections ad? Do you have any feedback or stats on its effectiveness? Well, I have not tested them yet, simply because this is all about shopping. So this is more about for e-commerce, which is, it's not something that I do in my business. So for those of you guys who have not yet heard of collections ads are for mobile shopping. You know, this is where they're keeping people on Facebook, and it allows you to use a video. And then right below that video, you can include four related product images. Okay. And then clicking anywhere on the ad allows people to shop right within Facebook, and you can show up to 50 products. And then if anybody taps on a product, it will take them to a product detail page on your mobile site or app. Okay. All the products shown in this whole collections ad experience are automatically populated from your product catalog that you've uploaded into Facebook. This is very similar to a format that Shopify has had. And so if you are an e-commerce business, if you're selling products, and again, you can show up to 50 products with this new ad format, the collection ad is something that you may want to test out. And so this is brand new. We just got it here. So Stephen, I don't yet have any stats for you, but I am hearing sort of overall some pretty good feedback on this because it's a really good experience. It keeps people right there on Facebook. More and more people are shopping, you know, on their mobile device. Of course, we know that so many Facebook users are accessing Facebook from the mobile device. So yeah, if this is relevant for you from a product standpoint, I definitely would recommend testing it out. Okay, so let's move on from the target. Well, we're going to talk about targeting here kind of throughout. But the next question comes about, how do you achieve massive reach? I'm running Facebook ads for my webinars, and the best that I usually do with signups is a few hundred, using a combination of Facebook ads, my newsletter emails, posting in other Facebook groups, etc. I'd really like to see increased reach. Is it a matter of simply boosting the budget? And then I had a similar question there where somebody asked, how do I spend a lot of money on my Facebook ads? Like, I want to spend $10,000 this month. How do I do that? Well, these are very similar questions here. And granted, the first person isn't necessarily saying, I want to spend $10,000 this month, but they do want increased reach. They do want to reach more people and get more from their Facebook ads. Well, when it comes down to, you know, being able to spend this much money or spend a lot of money on your Facebook ads, you've got to start with audiences that are large enough so that you can spend bigger budgets on these audiences for your ads. Okay. And we're talking audiences in the, you know, between 500,000 and 2 million, maybe a little bit over 2 million range. Okay. So that's a pretty decent sized audience. And in which case, if you have an audience size that can handle it, let's just say you have an audience size of 1 million people and it's still a targeted audience for you or a targeted group audience for you. Maybe you have grouped together a few different interests into one ad set to get that audience size up to 1 million. You know, rather than starting at, say, $10 a day, maybe you start that daily budget at maybe $50 a day or $40 or $60 a day, somewhere in that neighborhood. That way, when you start scaling, you're scaling higher faster. Because remember, when we're scaling our ads, we don't want to increase our daily budget by more than, say, 25% of that daily budget. So for example, if we are at $50, then we don't want to go more than, let's test my quick math here, up to about $62 or so, $63. Okay. And then we would let it wait a couple of days to make sure that gets in the Facebook algorithm. And then we would go in and see what the results are and then optimize accordingly. As opposed to if we started that budget much lower, let's just say $15, then it's going to take us a while to get up to that $50 or $60 a day mark because we're going to be incrementally scaling there. Okay, so that's one thing. Make sure that the audience sizes are large enough so that you can start off on a greater budget. And then to be reaching more people, you're starting off with a higher daily budget. You're scaling those budgets on the ones that are performing well for you. And then you're also, and we talked about this in the last episode, episode 131, where we're talking about scaling. Then we're also looking at ways to, what I like to say, horizontally scale our ads. Well, in this case here, we would be starting off by going out horizontally, meaning finding a lot of different relevant target audiences to start out with. So we're going to be doing our warm traffic, meaning like our website visitors, our email list, our Facebook fans, and then we're going to be doing our lookalike audiences of those audiences. And then we could get into all the cold audiences that we could do that are relevant to your specific target audience. So, you know, increasing our reach, getting more from our Facebook ads. How do we spend a lot of money? Well, it comes from having lots of different target audiences to target, and then audience sizes being large enough so that you can start off with larger daily budgets. And then that way, you're going to be able to spend a lot more money from there. And then it gets into, and we're not going to cover this now because we just covered it in the last episode, but then it gets into scaling and increasing our budgets for the ad sets and the ads that are working really well for you. Okay. Those are two great questions there. And that's something that we get a lot. And then another one here that I get probably 2 to 3 questions a day comes from Paul. And Paul says, if I duplicate an ad set, do all the likes, shares, and comments on that ad appear in the duplicate? I want to run the same ad in a different demographic, but I want all the social proof of the original ad to quote unquote bolster the new ad's effect. And that's, Paul says, thank you very much for answering that. So I get this question literally 2 to 3 times a day. If you duplicate an ad, how do you make sure all the social proof comes with you, especially if you want to, you know, duplicate an ad, but also test a new target audience? Well, you can do this. Okay. And the important thing that you want to focus on in order to make this happen is the post ID. It's the ID of the ad. Okay. And there's a couple of different ways that you can do this. Number one, and we covered this, I believe, again, it was back in episode number 131. You can go in to the page post section in your ads manager. So in ads manager, in the upper left-hand corner, they've got those three little lines, that menu option. You click that, you can click on page posts, and then you'll see all the different ads that you're running, if you are running, or your regular page post. And you'll see all the social proof that is on those particular posts. Well, you go to find the one that you want to duplicate, you check the box next to it, and then there's a little actions drop down, and you can create an ad from that post or from that ad. And then you can go in there and then change everything, meaning like you can change up the targeting, and it will carry the social proof with you because you are working from the post ID. Okay. The other way you can do this is the post ID is located in the URL of the ad. So you could grab that number. It's a string of numbers in the URL. So you could grab that number. And then when you're creating an ad, there's an option there for the post ID. And so you'd click that link and then you could enter that number. You paste that number right in there. And now you're working from that original ad, which pulls in the social proof. Okay. So if you just duplicate an ad, it's creating a brand new ad. So that is not bringing in the social proof. Okay. You have to focus on making sure that you get the post ID from the ad that does have the social proof. So good question, Paul. I hope that helps. Again, I get that question all the time. So I hope all of you guys who are wondering about that, I hope that's helpful for you. Susie writes in, I started listening to your podcast a few months ago, and I keep having the same doubt in my head about Facebook ads. I work for a local business, brew pubs. They're all located in Australia in remote areas. They have live music events and beer and wine tasting events. I'm really trying to use Facebook ads to promote and grow the businesses, but there's one problem. Whenever I set up a Facebook ad, I can't specify the audience because reach becomes too small and Facebook gives me an error. I know a lot of people experience that, especially in the local business market, when you're trying to reach just an area right around your local business, like in a small town. She says, if I target all ages 25 miles around the area and one interest, it's already too small. For example, I had to promote a gin tasting event and I couldn't even target people interested in gin. Is there any way to get around this? I'd like to use all the strategies that you talk about, like retargeting, etc., but it's simply not possible with such a small market where we really depend on locals and tourists coming through. I was hoping you could take this subject along in one of your episodes. Anyway, thank you so much in advance. Cheers, Susie. Cheers to you, Susie. Thank you for listening to the show here. So, you know, how I would approach this, and this is a very, very common thing that comes up for local businesses when you're in a very small, you know, when you're in a small area like you're talking about here, Susie. So if you're trying to reach people I'm not sure that I don't actually know this, the drinking age down in Australia. So if I'm promoting a brew pub here in the States, I would definitely have to make sure it's 21 plus. So that's the first thing, is make sure that you're targeting from an age perspective, make sure that you're targeting appropriately there with ages. Okay. And then I understand you're trying to you promote a gin tasting event, but if the audience size is too small, when you target 25 miles around the area and then one interest, like for example, interest in gin, well, what I would do is I would simply remove that interest and I would just target the appropriate age ranges and then the 25 miles around the area. And then I would use the ad copy and the image to speak to the person, the ideal audience that I'm trying to attract. And so again, I'm not having any interest. I'm only using the demographic targeting. So the age targeting and the radius around the town or the event to wherever it's going to, or the business location. And then again, just to recap, I would use the image, or maybe it's a video, and then the ad copy to speak directly to the target audience that I'm trying to attract. So in this case here, it would be people who are interested in gin. Okay. So, well, speak to those people. You know, let them know that you have a gin event coming up. You don't necessarily have to reach people who are interested in gin because, you know, again, you're seeing that it's too targeted. It's too small of an audience because you're in a smaller area there. So broaden out, take a step back and just target from a demographic perspective. And this, I would say this goes for any small business who is trying to do this very something similar here to what Susie's doing and running into the problem of, you know, the audience is too small. Okay. So take a step back and then use the image or the video and the ad copy to further your targeting. So you're speaking directly to your target audience within that. That's what I would do there. Damon says, what do you do when your Facebook ads are just not converting? They've been running for nearly a week now, and I've not gotten a single conversion. I'm using a video ad and a creative. I've rewritten the copy even and nothing. I don't know what to do differently. Damon, this is a great question. This really comes down to, and there's really no one way to answer this question as far as like, okay, Damon, go do this one thing. This is about looking at what your offer is. What are you offering to the target audience that you're putting your ad in front of? Okay. So I would check, you know, are you dialed in on the target audience? And if so, what is the offer that you're putting in front of them? Obviously, it's something is not, you know, not working here. And I would make sure the first thing I would do is make sure that your pixel is working properly, is placed correctly, and is working properly. And so you could just use the Chrome extension, Facebook Pixel Helper, to make sure that once your pixel is placed, then you can use that Pixel Helper extension to make sure it'll tell you whether there's any issues with that pixel. That's the first thing I would do, is make sure the pixel is working correctly. And then if it is, then you really do want to use Facebook's stats to start to diagnose and troubleshoot what might be going on here. So looking at if you've not gotten any conversions, okay, so what is the click-through rate on your ad? How many people have clicked the link in your ad to go to the landing page? What is the relevance score of your ad? Which, by the way, you find on the ad level, not the ad set level. It's on the ad level. So using these stats to try to figure out and diagnose what is going on here. So if you've got a low relevance score and a low click-through rate and not many people are clicking on your ad, I would say there's something up with your ad and the offer that you are making. So I would check first, make sure the pixel is working correctly. Then I would look at, you know, make sure that your target audience is dialed in. And then I'd be looking at, you know, if it is, looking at your offer. Like, is the offer that you're making relevant to the target audience that you are trying to reach? And then using Facebook's stats, like I just mentioned, to help you diagnose what that problem is. Okay. So Damon, I hope that helps. And that's kind of a general answer, I know, but it's hard for me without actually looking at the ad itself. But those are the steps that I would take to start to diagnose what the problem is here. Rob says, hey, Rick, can you recommend a platform for an online course which you can charge for? I use the new Kajabi, Rob, and I like it a lot. It's got some limitations, but I do overall, I like it a lot. And I'm also hearing good things. You can also do course platform within like ClickFunnels, for example. You can also, I'm also hearing good things about Thinkific. I've not seen it, but I'm hearing good things about it. And I know also a lot of people using Teachable, but those are sort of the, I mean, I use Kajabi. I like it a lot. Thinkific, Teachable, and then you can do it within ClickFunnels, a platform like ClickFunnels also. And so lots of different options there. And of course, you can charge for it when using those platforms. Trevor says, hey, Rick, love your podcast, man. I'm new to the industry and trying to cram every bit of knowledge and expertise in my brain as possible. I love it. My question is, when determining your ideal client, what is the best way to evaluate their current strategy? Meaning, if they have a current ad strategy and I'm not in the demographic, then how can I know what to do differently that will work better for them? This is such a great question. And obviously, this is for people who are looking to manage Facebook ads for other businesses. And so you obviously, so I can give you some specific answers and some more general answers here, Trevor. So you essentially want to learn as much as you possibly can about what that ideal client is doing in their advertising. And so, you know, is it Facebook? Is it local advertising? Are they doing, I don't know, newspaper, billboard, whatever it is they're doing? Try to learn as much as you possibly can about what they're doing. And then from what you can see, what don't you like? Okay. What do you think that they could be doing better? And the other part of this here is bringing your, you know, you're just starting out. So I don't want to say expertise, actually. I'd say bring your, you want to go talk to the business owner or talk to the manager of that business. I'm assuming you're talking about a local business. If it's an online business, you're trying to talk to the online business owner. So you're trying to get some more information about the success of their ad strategy because you've got different ideas for them. You've got some ideas that you think could work better. And so that's really what it's about, is doing the due diligence on your end to try to learn as much as you possibly can about their strategy, evaluating it from the perspective of, you know what, I think they could be doing this differently, or I like what they're doing here, but I think they could tweak it and make it a little better with, you know, XYZ. And then doing everything you possibly can to have a conversation with that business to learn more about what they're doing and to offer your services and suggestions to what they could be doing better. So that's how I would approach it, Trevor. So those are the questions, my friends. If you'd like my help, you know, talking about helping out other business, if you'd like my help with your Facebook ad strategy, I am super pumped to announce that I'm doing another live event here in San Diego, and it's coming up in May. It's going to be my FBA live event, which is limited to just 40 people. And I think at the time of recording this already, I think like 10 or 11 or 12 spots are taken already. Now, FBA live, if you're not familiar, this is my 3-day intimate workshop experience where you'll learn cutting edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. We're going to be diving into Facebook ads over those 3 days. This is your opportunity to implement, with the help of my team and me, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. This is not another event where you're going to be spoken at all day for 3 days. This is going to be learning. We're going to be teaching, and you're going to be implementing right then and there. My team and I are personally going to be helping you, looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're walking away with an active, high converting campaign, or if you're already doing Facebook ads, we're going to help you take them to the next level. You're going to be walking away from the event with everything done the right way. This is about helping you discover the blind spots, the things that may be getting in your way of effectively marketing your business online, and fixing them on the spot. Also at FBA Live, you're going to have rare access to and learn from some of the smartest and best online entrepreneurs around, people like Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, and more. I'm going to be adding more speakers to the event as well. You're going to be surrounded by other like-minded entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business just like you. I am so excited about this event. People have been asking me about it since the last one we did December here in San Diego, and it was off the charts. So I'm super pumped to be doing another one here in May. So if you'd like to learn more and secure your spot at the upcoming FBA Live event, just go to rickmulready.com/live. rickmulready.com/live. I will also link that up on the show notes page for today's episode, which is rickmulready.com/132. too. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's Q&A episode. Really appreciate it. Coming up in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing a case study with you of how a veterinary dentist has created an automated income of tens of thousands of dollars on the side of his day job. We're going to dive into how he's doing it and break it all down for you. Can't wait to share that next episode with you. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in that next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.